CKUT Radio McGill 93.3 FM. A fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drossy Posse program on this Monday night. Thanks for tuning in for this evening. It's a Dos Amigos edition. Joining me, of course, tonight will be our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks. And we've got just a whole lot of music lined up for you for this evening, so you've made the right choice. You've tuned in. Let's move things over right away to Strange Way Studios and Armitage Shanks.
Stamping on evil till none remain, the brave amigos. The three brave amigos. Wherever they meet us,
Armitage Shanks. Oi, Tyler, Tyler. Armitage Shanks. Oi, oi, Tyler, 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 Tyler.
Hi, mates. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And my first set on this Dos Amigos special edition of Drastic Plastic this week is to bring you a brand new single from Mike Skinner, whom you might better recognize as The Streets. And the single is called Brexit at Tiffany's. It features a luscious female vocalist, Jazz Morley. Really digging it. I think you'll hear why.
First hour of the day always gets so much done. So much was undone. The sun came up in London. Over breakfast I had an epiphany. Meet me on Bond Street. You talk like traffic. I'm trying to cross the road. But who wants pedestrian?
The one that gives me everything I need.
Black taxi's mass. You signal something jumbled that I just have to love. You call me Jack the Ripper, I'm so about these gaslights.
The love that hurts the most, nobody knows.
The gaslights look old. They would cast light looking cold if the night wasn't over.
But it's easy for me.
Aimless on my feet like any old James on Bond Street. manicured pavements, manicured behavior.
I give, you take, I bend until I nearly break away. Still thinking it could change.
Over breakfast, I had an epiphany. Meet me on Bond Street, Brexit at Tiffany's. Nostalgic for glamour that never happened. Put your fork in the ham on a gingham table. Pour the Assam and spill on the porcelain saucer. I don't listen to music like you do. I listen to the same song over and over. Together in leather, in umbrella weather. There's no window dressing us, I can't afford the price. Blurry people walk past as I remain staring. Like a dirty Diana teapot, let's commemorate us. Get the silver engraved in loving memory. Over breakfast I had an epiphany. Meet me on Bond Street, Brexit at Tiffany's. Over breakfast I had an epiphany. Meet me on Bond Street. Your face is a foreign language, like an Arabic Rolex. Facades of London. Meet me on Bond Street.
what we just heard on that set, well, it started with the brand new single from The Streets featuring Jazz Morley. Single is called Brexit, not Breakfast, but Brexit at Tiffany's. Follow that up by a brand new Yorkshire band. Quite exciting. They're called The Lounge Society. Their debut album, which will be released by the end of this month, is called Tired of Liberty. The single, No Driver. And staying in Yorkshire, we heard from a collective called Athletes of God, featuring Lady Blackbird, phenomenal vocalist, I think you'll agree. They are based out of Sheffield, and what I brought you is the title track of their album, Don't Wanna Be Normal. Well, I'll be back later on in this broadcast, but for now, back to you, Doug.
Hey, kid, what you eating?
Oh, just some stuff my mom made me eat. Burlap sack cereal. Supposed to be good for you.
Yuck! Smells like crap. Give me your bowl. Try some of these.
Mmm, chocolicious num-num bits. Hey, my tongue is numb.
Honey, who are you talking to?
Whoa! Got a split, kid. Eat up.
Don't go, Shocky. I need you.
Yeah, got my beeper. Got a motor.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
Sound.
C-K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Okay, and so my opening set begins with this Garage, a UK band that heralds out of Bristol, UK. They have a self-titled EP out. You can catch up on a lot of their information and music on their Bandcamp site. They are a band called Mimi and the Miseries. This is a track called Security on the Drastic Plastic Program.
I left the left page blank. I left one page blank and wrote on one page. I wrote on the left side only. The right side doesn't know what the left side is doing. Of the brain. The left and right sides are dead. There's a space. Can you feel it? Feel the space. Then I thought, I'll scan this. I'll scan this because it looks like the writing of a madman, and I like mad men and women, all the mad I love. Let them juice. Let them free. Am I insane? Only as insane as I was last you, so become me, love me. I'm bigger than the masters. The gurus are all cheats, soul-eating motherfuckers. Are they mad? I hope so. Sick as fuck, mad as fuck, dead as fuck, light-eating, dark-spitting motherfuckers with dead eyes. Some gurus are fat. Some are really, really skinny. All depends on how many souls they ate, feeding on breeding death from above. Death from below. It's gonna be a long, hot summer and winter that's almost over. In the distance, close, a siren wails like a machine baby about to puke. I caught it. You mean what I know. You mean what I know. And in the sluice down that drain, a million suns sank into oblivion, killed in them wars. The death parties and that image. Jews falling into the trench, bullets in the back of the neck or head. That image stayed with me. I tried to get rid of it, but it stayed with me. The stamp of Satan goes deep. It's almost indelible. 1,000 lifetimes may pass, but run your hand over my scalp, your scalp, and there will be little ridges. Numbers? The numbers of the past? 1 to 1,000. What does the awakened man dream of? Only illusion. The lost never had lonely, lovely, loved, loving dreams of the end. Retrieval is expensive. You can't buy it. It must come free with every soul. And up against the walls, there's no way over them. You see your own name. It's small, barely there, but it's there very small in crippled blue writing. Blue writing with a big pen, it's there, my name. How important is that? I've said it all before, I'll say it again. X, X, X. Three times and out. I've eliminated questions. Now I'm eliminating answers. Enough.
Thank you.
Okay, and welcome back. You'll have to excuse my shattered voice, as it was donated willingly at the football game this past weekend, Montreal Alouettes and Hamilton Tigercats, in front of a 21,000 people attended the Percival Molson game, in which we eked out a win by 1 point. Of course, joining in that studio and that lustful screaming was, of course, Armitage Shanks as well. So us, along with thousands of others, enjoyed a beautiful day in Montreal. So a little bit of the defense has kind of thrashed out my voice, but without offending your speakers, hopefully, we'll just recap what we just heard. That last song was from a band from San Francisco. They've got a pretty good take on a 60s flower power, or psychedelic 60s sound, if you wish. It was a great tune that we heard from them. It comes from their brand new album entitled Write It in the Sky. The band is called The Umbrellas. And the song that we heard from them is a song called I'll Never Understand. You can check out them and some more information and some more music from them on their Bandcamp page. Before that, we heard from, art conceptualist, spoken word artist Jeremy Gluck, from an EP of his, offering a collaboration with musical insight from Paul Hazel. And it was a composition called I Left the Page Blank. Jeremy Gluck with a quite an interesting listen. And I do appreciate these once in a while, taking, of course, pen to paper and putting that to a microphone. It sometimes and oftentimes can sound really cool. And some good words to interpret there. Jeremy Gluck and the song I Left the Page Blank from his, as I mentioned, an EP that's entitled Love. Preceding that, it was The Big Boss Man, a four-piece band that comes from the UK in the Berkshire area. They have got a really hot new sound coming out on there with their music. A kind of a hip Hammond B3 hybrid of all kinds of pop, 60s, R&B, some little bit of Latin soul and funk all thrown in there for a really, really great sound. We heard from The Big Boss Man, we heard the song Return of Baron Samzi, and that comes from a single of theirs just released now. And we began things with, as we mentioned, the Mimi and the Miseries from Bristol in the UK, from their self-titled EP, and a track called Security. Once again, we urge you to check out their stuff on Bandcamp. More music for you when we return. Let's take this quick break and we'll return with another segment from our man from Manchester. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic program right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Tap water. Taste the memory.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
It's that time once again to send things over to our man from Manchester at Strangeway Studios.
All transmitters to full, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
Hi, mates. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, and back on this set with more treats from the UK and Ireland. And first up, it's a band that should be no stranger to you, Hot Ship. However, they have a brand new album out, Freak Out Released being the title, and it's my favorite one of theirs to date. Some real quality there. Starting with this current single, Eleanor, here on Dos Amigos edition of Drastic Plastic on CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal.
Hey,
that will never stop. You're like the toughest tree that withstands the chop. You're like Andre the Giant on his way to school. Beckett gave him a ride before there was carpool. He knew to pick him up, show him the way to go. I bet he learned a thing or two riding Andre in tow. If you choose to remember me, hold me gently as you fall asleep. Even if you believe that there's nothing more, I feel heaven knocking at our door. Hello, see you falling in my arms.
And what we just heard on that delightful set, three brand new tracks. The first is the current single by Hot Chip off their new album, Freak Out Release. That was followed up by a woman going by the name Stella. She's originally from Greece, based in London. Her album, Up and Away, features this current single, Titanic, and close off the set with probably one of my favorite singles I've heard this year. It's by an artist, I Jordan, off their album, Always Been, and it's the title track, I Brought You. Again, just perfect, whether it be you're outdoors, you're in a club, just driving, relaxing, whatever. It's phenomenal. Well, speaking of phenomenal, I'm going to pass the microphone back to Doug Ford, because that does it for my set for this week. This is Armitage Shanks signing off. And remember, I'm just taking the piss.
Thank you so much, Mr. Armitage. That's a great set of music. And we've got one last set of music for you for this evening here on Drastic Plastic Program. Don't forget, in programming notes, following us tonight, as usual, it'll be the 27th Hour of Horror at 11 o'clock. And next week on Drastic Plastic, it'll be the Three Amigos edition of the program when Mark from the Rock and Roll Report joins us. And we'll have all three amigos behind their respective microphones in their respective studios as we continue to broadcast outside the station, providing you the Drastic Plastic program. Our last set of music here I'd like to play for you. The last track is coming from an artist called Julia Jacklin, and she's actually an indie pop recording artist coming from Sydney, Australia. She has a neat blend of kind of a dream pop, and in some ways, alternative country sort of invokes its way throughout her singing songwriting. We're going to be playing a song from her. This is from her single, and this is a song called I Was Neon. And then we're going to begin things off with a real treat in some ways. The band is called the William Loveday Intention, but let's not mix too many words into that. It's another Billy Childish effort with an album entitled Paralyzed by the Mountains, released this year. And we're going to hear that title track from that album. And it also has a bit of a send-off to it because, well, for fans of Billy Childish and all his reincarnations throughout a number of different bands and, of course, solo projects. I'm going to send this one out also to Captain Graham of the 27th or Horror, who, of course, follows us this evening, who's a huge fan of Billy Childish. So we're going to send that out to him. Thanks again for tuning in for this evening on the Drastic Plastic program. We'll see you again next time. Good night.
Just weep you. Welcome to the 27th Hour of Chaos. It is August 22nd, 2022, and I hope you're ready to rock and roll. We're going to take it away with Barbie on me. Don't wait.